Hi, I'm your tax dost and tax host, Anthony Williams, and you're listening to Tax Dosti Podcast. Welcome, and we'll be talking about a very important topic, a basic fundamental concept of income tax law in Pakistan and also in the world over. And that concept is called the concept of a person. Income tax law of Pakistan, Income Tax Ordinance 2001, is a personal income tax law, and we say personal because it is levied, charged, or a person has to pay the income tax. So the concept of person, the concept of income, and the concept of tax, these are the three fundamental concepts. We'll be talking about the concept of person in this podcast. Previously, we talked about the concept of a resident, non-resident person, and why we have rebranded Tax Dosti Podcast, and this is version 2.0. You can find other information and other topics on our website, taxdosti.com, that is taxdosti.com, taxdosti.com. So, see you in this next track. Thank you. Welcome back. You are listening to episode 6 of Tax Dosti Podcast, and we're talking about the fundamental concept of income tax law, that is person. The tax liability that you have to pay in Pakistan on the income that you earn in Pakistan depends upon the type of person you are. So basically, the tax law explains that there are three categories, three types of persons. One is the individual, that is you and me, natural persons. Second is a group of persons called association of persons, and it includes partnerships and other legal forms of legal entities. Company is also a group of person and is separate from an AOP, but generally it is the second type of persons. And third is the federal government or an international government or an international organization. So these are generally the three types of persons, and the government is exempt from tax. No government has to pay tax. An individual has a tax structure of progressive taxation, that is, it starts from 0% if the person is earning 400,000 in a year, and then it moves on to 25% or 29%, depending that the individual is a business individual or a salaried individual. Then for the AOPs, Association of Persons, the tax liability is calculated like individuals on a progressive rates, and it also moves from 0% to 30%. For companies or incorporated bodies, the tax rates are fixed at 30%, or if it's a small company, it's 25%, and they'll be moving down 1% every year for the next 5 years. So basically, corporate taxations will be 25% for all corporated, incorporated bodies, companies other than banking companies. So this is the main reason that you should consider your personal status while doing business or doing any economic activity in Pakistan, and the tax implications will be reflected according to your status as a person. The other aspect that we discussed in the last podcast was the residential status, whether you are a resident person or a non-resident person. If you are a resident person, then you have to declare and pay income tax on your Pakistan source income as well as world source income. But if you are a non-resident person, you have to pay only tax, Pakistani tax, on your Pakistan source income. So together you can see that how these concepts come together to help you calculate the tax liability, something that nobody wants to pay taxes, but still if you are doing business or any economic activity in Pakistan, you'll have to pay taxes depending upon your residential status and your personal status. So this was all about persons. In the next segment, we'll be discussing for people, persons who are outside Pakistan, for example, foreign companies, foreign individuals who come into Pakistan and who want to do business, or are consultants providing services, or are employed here. So what are the tax liabilities and what kind of persons they are? To finish this segment, the status of trust and universities are declared in the income tax law as company, so they'll be taxed according to that or exempted from that. And the status of non-profit organizations, NPOs, is a separate category, though they are not taxed since they are not doing any economic activity for gain or profit, but they still have to file their tax returns. So they are categorized as a separate person who is who has to file their tax returns, though they don't have to pay their tax liabilities. So you're listening to Tax Dosti Podcast, episode 6. See you in the next segment. Thank you. Welcome to segment 2. You're listening to Tax Dosti Podcast, episode number 6. And we're talking about the fundamental concept of a person, which determines the type of tax liability or the amount of tax liability you have to pay, or whether you are exempt from paying any kind of taxes in Pakistan. So this segment is for people and businesses who want to invest in Pakistan, and they'll may be asking that what will be our status if we are company, or if as individuals, or as limited liability partnerships, or any other form, we come into Pakistan and invest. So if an individual comes and he is employed, so he may be exempt if he is working for an international organization like the UNO, etc. And those exemptions are provided in the income tax law, because by law, every person exercising employment has to pay tax, but exemptions are there for people who are outside of Pakistan and come into Pakistan for employment reasons, and that exemption also extends to foreigners, that is non-Pakistani people and Pakistanis if they are from outside. The second thing is that if you come and do business, and if you are a company incorporated in your own country, you'll be treated as a company in Pakistan, as I was telling in the previous segment, that there's a flat rate of 30% for tax on your income that you earn. There, in tax law, there are always exemptions and exceptions, but this podcast is purpose is to give you a simple, straightforward answer so that you know the basic facts. Then obviously you can consult your legal advisors and chartered accountants for further details. Our website taxdosti.com has a lot of information that can further give you a understanding of what's going on in tax laws in Pakistan on a daily or weekly basis. Taxdosti.com is taxdosti.com, taxdosti.com. For companies that want to start their liaison office or their branch office, so the status for them is the liaison office is a person which will just represent, and since it's not allowed to do any commercial activity, it only has to file its tax return. And as a branch office, will be treated as a company according to company law, and it can do commercial activities and will have to pay 30% tax on its income, and then there are different rules for remitting amount as regulated by State Bank of Pakistan. So I hope that Tax Dosti podcast is helping you to understand doing business in Pakistan and doing your taxes in Pakistan. I'm your tax host and tax dost, Anthony Williams. See you in the next episode. Have a nice day. Thank you.